beautiful reflections. Thank you so much for being here and welcome to my podcast. I'm your host, Jareth Martinez, also known as Cherry, and in these episodes, we're going to have some open-minded, juicy conversations. We're going to talk about things that are taboo or topics that you don't really hear about. So sit back and relax, and let's get started on today's episode. Hey, all you cool cats and kittens, it's Jareth Martinez here. How many of you guys are cringing? I know I'm cringing at myself. I watched Tiger King recently. I wanted to see what the hype is all about. But anyways, I have something to share with you guys. And I felt inspired to go right ahead and get started on this podcast. And I've been kind of going back and forth on it, like literally staying up really late at night, just like contemplating, like, should I get into it? But I was just listening to a video from Smart Ralph, and he said, speak your truth and share your message, even if your voice is shaking. And he also said, use your platform to spread the truth. And when he said that, which was like literally right before this podcast that I'm doing right now, I thought about the song Swan Song from Dua Lipa, where she says, I won't stay quiet because staying silent is the same as dying. And I always really appreciated that song because I think it's true. I think it's important to speak your truth, because if you're not, then like, what's the point? What's the point of all this? If you have information or if you have a message to share, then I suggest you do it. Let's talk about vaccines. As you all know, because of this big coronavirus outbreak, there's a lot of talk about vaccines. And the talk is that we all are going to have to take a coronavirus vaccine that was funded by Bill Gates. And this vaccine will be mandatory. They're saying that you cannot get on the airplanes or go to school or do basically anything without showing proof that you have taken this vaccine. Now, I know that everyone has their own opinions about the vaccines and their own opinions about people that are quote unquote leaders for our earth, but I can't speak for everyone. I could just speak in terms of like my opinion, but I think it's bullshit. I do. I think it's not right what Bill Gates is doing. And I think that I'm so proud that so many of us are seeing right through his bullshit. We are seeing right through it. And I'm like, wow, this is great that people can really like. And the reason why I'm so happy about it is because if you go on his social media, if you go on his YouTube channel and his Instagram and all his social media platforms, he really does want to look like a superhero. That's his goal. You know, I read a lot of books, which I'm sure he does, and I give a lot of vaccines to people, which I know he does. But the thing is that we can smell his intentions from miles away. And I just want to let you guys know that I think it's deeper than what we can all comprehend. Like, I don't know all the answers, but I know that I have an intuition, and I know that I can feel that he is not a person with good intentions. And I know that if you like, I know he has a Netflix documentary. I actually watched it a few days ago. I'm trying to see what I feel from him. And I just, no matter how kind and all of these things he tries to come off to be, I can smell his energy right away. And I know that it's nothing good. And so, yeah, I'm just proud because we're not being blindsided and being, well, a lot of us, many are still like, wow, Bill Gates, he's like a billionaire, isn't he? And like, how sweet is he that he's like donating money for vaccines? Like, this is so kind of him. I mean, everyone has their own opinion. So I'm going to let you have your own opinion. And I hope that, no, I just respect mine as well. So, so basically, when I was, you know, just kind of digging into some research with Bill Gates and stuff, what I pictured as I closed my eyes, and I know this, I mean, I think everyone has their own way of, like, I guess receiving messages or intuitions or whatever the case is, I actually saw, like, a black comet, if that makes sense, like a comet that was black, but it wasn't just black, it was like moldy, it was disgusting, it was dark, it was of a dark energy, it was just not pretty. And I think what that represented to me is like, not necessarily that he's gonna obviously like cause a huge physical like comet to hit the earth or anything like that, but I think he is really has made like a strong hit and impact in this world that really wasn't for the highest good. And so I really do think that I believe that he knew about the coronavirus before it came out. I believe that he had everything already planned out. He already knew he was going to donate all this money for the vaccines and make it, quote unquote, so important that we all take these vaccines before. Like, he already knew and planned out and probably even had all the paperwork ready of what we're most likely going to receive in the mail of, like, saying that it's mandatory for us to take these vaccines. I just think that this was all planned out by some, I guess the way that I can describe it is like, you know, the Powerpuff Girls, how there's like that evil villain, the Mojo Jojo, that's always trying to like take control of the whole planet. And he obviously, you can just tell he's not like an angel or anything like that. So yeah, I honestly kind of see him like that, to be honest. So as you heard in my previous podcast episodes, I talk about reincarnation and all of these things, and I believe that many people have come on Earth with all different types of intentions, right? We all come with an intention. I believe that my intention is to spread awareness about, you know, the environment, the ecosystems, spirituality, the power of connection with our earth and the cosmos and our higher selves and all of these things, right? So I believe that that is a, you know, big part of my intentions. But there's also people that come here like with a reptilian type of vibe, with a you know, dark intention, with the intention to either control or manipulate, or just they chose to come to destroy, or you know, be greedy or have power or anything like that. Yeah, I mean, there's like, if you just take a moment to just close your eyes and picture this tiny little dot that we are in here on Earth. It's literally a dot. Like when you just kind of zoom out, zoom out, zoom out, zoom out, and then you're like looking at the universe. It's like, holy cow, there's so many different galaxies. There's so many different planets. There's so many different things out there. And so I think it's important to ask questions, to not only stick to what you see in front of you or on the TV. I want you to be curious as to what is out there and what is truly best for our planet and what is truly best for the future generations and what is the truth. And, you know, I think that it's okay to not know as well. On the contrary, it's okay to not know everything because we won't know absolutely everything. There's knowledge that even the most highest frequencies don't have access to. We just don't have all the answers and we're not meant to, and that's okay. But what I am saying is that it's beautiful to learn and educate and seek and bring forth the truth from what you feel in your heart. So I think that a big lesson that we, you know, should really try to soak in these times especially, is to speak your truth. Use your voice. Do what's right. And I think that right now it's really important to stand up when the time comes. So there's going to come a time where, you know, I don't want it to be just something to frighten people or anything. I just think that it's, you know, something to just soak in and then also take action. So I think when the time comes, I just think it's good to prepare ourselves for anything, because it's been proven that, you know, shit can get ugly globally, worldwide, not just like one part of the world, but throughout the whole entire world. And I think that our voice should be, you know, should be heard globally, because there are people with bad intentions. I do believe this was man-made. I do believe that this was, you know, there was just something, the information isn't adding up when it comes to this coronavirus. And so I think that, it's important for us to, you know, stand up. And what I'm trying to say is basically, if it gets to a point where, you know, there is some type of force, or we end up feeling like there's really no other option but we have to take the vaccines, I would say don't do it. Don't take the vaccine. That's my advice. My advice, okay? Do what you think is right. But I'm going to go, if there's any strikes, which I know it's going to get, it's probably going to get ugly. That's basically what I'm trying to tell you guys. Prepare yourself for anything. It might get ugly, but you know what? As long as you're speaking your truth or you're standing up, then, you know, then that's the point of it. I think I said this in my previous, podcast episode, but like, we all chose to be here at this specific time in history that honestly, like, we all, and I said this before, but we kind of all knew what was coming, because as a collective, we know more than we think. So therefore, like, what's the point of just staying quiet is what I'm trying to say. And you will see me joining strikes or anything like that if it gets to that point, because I'm thinking about my future kids. I'm thinking about the future generations around the world, and they shouldn't have to take this vaccine that is with bad intention, and who knows what the heck is in that vaccine. Like I said, I don't know all the answers. I just know what I feel, and I just know what I, what the vibes that I'm getting from this, and that's why I think that it's important for me to share this. So, yeah, I mean, I think overall my message is to stand up for what's right and use your voice. And the time is going to come where this is the beautiful thing about us, you guys. And that's why I love and I'm proud to to be here, to be a human, to just be existing with you guys. It's just so beautiful. I'm almost getting emotional because it's like we're using our voices like never before, and we refuse to be controlled any longer. We refuse, like a lot of us are awakening. A lot of us are opening our eyes. A lot of us are questioning, and a lot of us are not being zombies anymore or robots or anything like that. We are understanding that we have the same 24 hours as all of these like quote-unquote leaders and all of these people that are having control. We have the same 24 hours. We have the same, you know, everything. And so I feel like, well, not the same everything, but you get what I'm saying. We're all human. And so like our voice is important and our voice does matter. And there shouldn't be, basically we should not be oppressed by this. We should not be oppressed by this. And the oppression has to stop. Like the control has to stop, but it can't be just one person is what I'm saying. It literally, one person cannot do it. I mean, one person can do a lot, but it's even stronger and more powerful when a big group, a big army is behind this person. So I'm not saying come behind me, but what I am saying is just speak your truth and walk with the people that resonate with you, because it will make a positive impact. And just don't be afraid to speak your truth. Like Smart Ralph said, speak your truth even if your voice is shaking. So yeah. But yeah, I don't want to frighten you guys. It's okay to feel confused right now. It's okay to listen to this and be like, what the fuck? Like, what do I do now? What you do now is just breathe. Just breathe and know that the light will win. The truth will always come to the light. And just breathe and know that it's going to be okay, and know that there are so many, you know, there's light and darkness in this whole situation, and just try to focus on the light. If you're in a panic, you know that there's a lot of beauty coming from this. A lot of people are waking up, a lot of people are coming together, a lot of people are, you know, strengthening their communities, a lot of people are looking at what's important. And so there's like, you know, there's a whole, I can make a whole different podcast talking about the beauty behind this, because there is a lot of beauty. So I don't want you guys to get wrapped up in all of the darkness behind this, but just know that it's important to be aware is what I'm also trying to say, is that it's good to not be soaked in the news. It's good to not be soaked in to all of the headlines and all of the, you know, the chaos that's going on, but it's good to be aware, and it's good to be educated, and it's good to have your opinion about it. And it's good to, receive, information from people that you feel you trust. So yeah, I really hope that, this message is being heard to at least one person and motivates, even if it's one person, to stand up and do what is right. And I'm not saying like go live on Facebook and like tell everyone to like get their posters out and write out fuck Bill Gates. No. I mean, if you want to do that, hey, go right ahead. But what I am saying is speak your truth in your own way. And if that means just silently or just respectfully declining the vaccine, or if it means, you know, telling a friend or telling a neighbor, or yeah, but just don't stay silent completely is what I'm saying. And just speak your truth in your own way of whatever feels right to you. So yeah, thank you for listening, you guys. I really appreciate it. And yeah, I mean, if you listen to the intro of my podcast, it's that we're going to talk about things that are taboo. We're going to talk about all types of topics, and that's what this podcast is about, and I want to stay true to that. So yeah, I hope that you take some time today to breathe. There is a lot going on in this world, but just breathe. Just tap into your heart and ask yourself, what do you need today? And if it means to go outside for a little walk and just kind of not even listen to any of the noise that's going on, then you do that. Because there's a lot of information going around and stuff. Just listen to your heart and take some time to really just like kind of, how do I say it? Tune out of all the noise. But yeah, have a beautiful and blessed day, week, month, all of that. Stay blessed and stay healthy. And I hope and pray that you all are feeling like a bag of cherries. You really should. Eat some cherries, eat some fruits, eat some veggies, boost that immune system. And I'll see you in my next podcast episode. Thank you and much love.